You then went on and entered the international independent power business. You have a company known as Walters Power International. Did that come about after?
Yeah, so when I left office in the early part of 1995, I went to work for Don Smith. Don Smith had a company called Smithco Generation, and he named me president of Smithco Generation International because he hadn't done a lot of international work, although he had a couple of projects going. He was convinced that there was great opportunity in Pakistan and in Haiti and in all kinds of other places around the world. And so literally I spent the next year in an airplane traveling to all kinds of interesting but unusual locations. I learned a lot from Don and learned a lot about the power generation business because there's all these nations that cannot figure out how to build enough power generation to supply their needs, and they don't have the capital to do it. So you go in and you negotiate a contract that says, we'll finance it, we'll build it, but here's the agreement to be paid. So we'll sell you the power. You can resell it for a profit, but nonetheless, you're going to have the power to be able to do that. And it was basically called independent power producers. We went all over the world to provide those kind of plants to countries that couldn't afford to build their own power plants through their own electrical generation activities. And in a way, I still do that to this day, 25 or so years later, that we are still in that business. I'm on the phone. You heard me take a call about a transfer of funds from an emerging Africa infrastructure fund in London. We have attorneys in France handling this because this is for a project in Benin, which is a French-speaking country in West Africa. I worked with Don for a year, and then I formed my own company called Walters Power International. And so that company's on the edge of 25 years around, and we've been everywhere, done everything. We've done power barges that we floated into countries. We did three projects in Pakistan, which was remarkable. I sat with the leader of the country, and he was bemoaning to me. Some friends who I'd met through Don Smith invited me to come back and sit with General Musharraf, who had taken over the country. And he was bemoaning to me that he had been in power for 7 years, I think, and hadn't built a single kilowatt. And I said, building a plant is easy. Getting paid for it's the hard part. And he said, what do you want? I said, well, I can build this, this, and this, but I'd need a $100 million letter of credit issued by a U.S. bank that has no protest in terms of its drawdown. And that would be my security for building a plant. A month later, I get this big envelope at my residential address in Oklahoma City with all kinds of stamps and seals and all that on it. And it was basically this $100 million letter of credit that was to be used for security. I didn't dare take it to an Oklahoma City bank, but I took it to a bank down in Texas and said, will you finance this project based on this? They said, yeah, we'd do that. And I said, you know, it's in Pakistan. And they said, based on this letter of credit, it could be on Mars. We don't really care. Wow. And so we started a whole new way to build power plants. GE in Houston told me they redid their turbine manufacturing forecast based on what we had done in Pakistan because they thought this was going to take off everywhere. And it did in a way of how you can do a plant. They could issue a letter of credit, but they didn't have enough money to pay for it. So anyway, that started a process. Those were bigger projects. We tend to do smaller plants. We've got a little plant down in Tyler, Texas that's taken advantage of a deregulated market. Electricity costs can go to $9 a kilowatt hour at the drop of a hat, which it did last summer several times. We play in the electricity space. We do some renewables. We're involved in some wind projects in northern Oklahoma. But we still do a lot of international stuff because it takes a special level of patience and understanding and tenacity to get those done. And not many U.S. companies will stand still for those.